First of all, I'd like to invite Brother Balmanco, Sheikh Balmanco, who knows, needs no introduction, so I'm not going to give him one. Everybody knows him, mashallah. So without further ado, it's got your, in your introduction, it's got your email and your telephone number, but I won't give that. If you can invite Brother Sheikh Balmanco with a nice loud takbir!
Merciful. In the name of God, the destroyer of the oppressors. We thank God that He has honored us once again to march for the cause of the oppressed. And we thank God that He has given us the opportunity to use our lives to support the downtrodden, the people who are neglected by the powers which are after greed and after more wealth, neglecting humanity. I was hearing that you were all saying that we are Hezbollah. But I wonder if you know that Hezbollah was enlisted as a terrorist group a couple of weeks ago by the European Union. Do you know that? And was enlisted as a terrorist group by America. Do you know that? And see, you say you are Hezbollah.
Yes!
You are Hezbollah.
Hezbollah! Hezbollah!
Hezbollah!
We are all 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 Hezbollah! You know why Hezbollah is enlisted by the terrorist group? Because Hezbollah is stopping aggression of Israel against Lebanon. You can remember a time when Lebanon was just the back garden of Israel. Whenever they wanted, they just marched into Beirut. But now, they cannot go even a couple of miles into the land of Lebanon because of Hezbollah. And that's why Hezbollah is enlisted as a terrorist group. They are projecting what they are doing on resistance groups. They are themselves terrorists. They commit terrorism in bulk, in mass. They kill people in tens of thousands, and they don't call themselves terrorists. And if someone wants to resist and raise a voice against them, they call them terrorists. So we don't care what you call us, we are all Hezbollah. A new peace initiative has started again in Palestine by the initiation of the American Foreign Minister. Now, we know from the past 40 years of negotiation, or what they call the peace process, that this process has not ended. Until all Palestinians are driven off their land, then the peace process is complete, and Israel will be, of course, in full occupation. This is the meaning of peace process. It's a deception process. It's a process by which they are prolonging the whole tension so that Israel can occupy every inch of Palestine and drive off all the people from their homes. They call this peace process a settlement for two states. Palestinian state, so to speak, a state with no right, no army, no independence, and Zionist state. Now, who would ever think that this is viable? I tell you, the two-state solution for Palestine is neither possible nor viable. It's not possible because the greed of the Zionist regime would not stop until every inch of Palestinian land is occupied. And it's not viable because it's based on racism, it's based on ethnic cleansing, it's based on oppression, it's based on occupation. The only solution is one state solution in which all people in Palestine would put aside racism and vote for one government. Now, the Israeli regime, we hear all the time, they say that Iranians want to wipe Israel off the map. They want to destroy us. And even today, Netanyahu was saying that they want to build a bomb to destroy us. No one wants to destroy Palestine, which we call Israel at the moment. What we want in Palestine is a regime change. The change of Zionist regime to a democratic regime in which all people have the right to vote, all the Palestinians have the right to return. And we'll tell you, in front of the American embassy, who is the main supporter of Israel, without Israel, it's just like a fly to crash very easily. We are telling in front of